Gary Wills is a lifelong Catholic.
My mother was Catholic, my father was not, though he later on became a convert, but I was brought up very much a normal Catholic.
And it was through Catholic schooling that Gary Wills was first introduced to the languages of classical literature and history.
I went to an old-fashioned Jesuit high school where we had 4 years of Latin and 2 years of Greek. I got interested in language and rhetoric and majored in the classics, got my doctorate in Greek literature.
Gary Wills considered becoming a priest. He spent 5 years in a Jesuit seminary before opting for a secular life as a college professor. He enjoyed long tenures at Johns Hopkins and Northwestern and became a prolific author with over 40 books to his credit. Among his guiding lights in matters of faith are the life and work of St. Augustine.
For the last 3 decades or so, I've been concentrating very much on St. Augustine, translating him, writing a biography, commenting on him. Augustine, against the belief that was solidified in the 13th century that bread and wine are changed by the priest into the body and blood of Jesus, he didn't believe that. He spoke out against that idea, and there was a whole series of Augustinian followers in the Middle Ages who didn't believe in it. He said, it's ridiculous to say that you chew Jesus, that you digest Jesus. And after all, when Jesus was at the Last Supper and he handed them bread and said, this is my body, eat it, that was a symbol, because what was the bread that was being handed to them was being handed to them by his body. He was there. That was his body. They saw his body. They knew where it was. They knew it wasn't in the bread. It was a symbol of binding them to him. Into his body. He's not going to have them chew the bread and bring him into our body. And that's why Augustine said, the body of Christ, which was Corpus Christi in Latin, is the people of God, the whole body of the church, the faithful.
Wills believes that the elevation of priests over the faithful, through the power granted them to effect transubstantiation and administer other sacraments, is antithetical to the early history of Christianity and to the best interests of the church.
The thing is, there were no priests in the original following of Jesus. Peter wasn't, Paul wasn't. They never called them that. They're never referred to that way. And Paul mentions over a dozen ministries, readers, teachers, healers, exorcists, speakers in tongues. Never mentions a priest. What I often tell my fellow Christians and Catholics, is that when Jesus sent out the first disciples, followers, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, to go on their own for the first time, and they go around and they preach and heal and come back and tell him it went very well, except we came across somebody casting out devils in your name, and we told him to stop, because he wasn't one of us. And Jesus said, why did you tell him that? He was doing it in my name. He's not against me if he's doing it in my name. Well, that's the attitude we should have to all of our fellow Christians. If they're doing it in his name, why are we saying stop?
While Wills stands opposed to the priesthood as currently constituted, he considers himself privileged to count many priests among those who have inspired him most in life.
They're my brothers in Christ, and if they've studied Scripture, I want them to tell us about that, and if they have gifts to guide us, but I don't want them to say they're the only, that they, because they change the bread and wine, they're different from us and nobody else can be a minister. See, what Paul did, he addressed all of these churches and he said the Spirit gives many gifts and you should recognize all of those gifts. If somebody has the gift of healing, let them heal. If somebody has the gift of teaching, let them teach. So let the priest do all of those things. Those are good gospel ministries. But they're the ministries that any of the body of Christ members could have if the Spirit leads them.
Gary Wills, author of Why Priests, A Failed Tradition. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.